Jay, it's time to start the show, the proper Effie Babe show. There's no better show on the internet or anywhere in the world.
Did you write that yourself?
No, I had a script writer from Fiverr.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you need your Fiverr back. Yeah. Have you been all right?
Yeah, good.
It's been a couple of weeks.
It has. But I wanted to take a breather because all I was getting was, Pete.
Yeah?
When will you come back?
When will you come back?
Pete, when will you come back? Right. Where's Pete?
Right, okay.
So the longer I was leaving it, the bigger the crowd was.
Oh, so it was about ego.
And now,
yeah.
When I come back heavy.
And green.
And green.
Bright green.
Vaporesso green.
Oh, God almighty.
Yeah, look at your cable against my shirt. It's the same green. Lost.
Wow, okay.
Green screen green.
Green screen yeah. Pete.
If I do it zip, you could like literally green screen.
No,
anything.
I'm not going to do that again.
No, don't.
No.
Don't.
You've already made it hard for me to make this show.
Yeah.
By introducing two added cameras.
Yeah. Camera one is all about me. Camera two is about everyone.
You.
Camera three is about you. Camera four is about the product.
That's very good.
We like kind of switch around.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, but we can because we are high-end wankers now.
Are we?
Yeah, we're high-end camera wankers.
Ah, yes. Because when it comes to vaping, I couldn't... Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say that, should I?
No.
I really care about it.
You need to care. Right. When it was me and Alex,
yeah,
he cared a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mostly that I was here.
Yes.
He didn't like it.
No, he really cared that you were...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's me and you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to care more.
Ah, see.
On par with where Alex's level of care was about me... But about vaping.
You see, the problem is I'm still vaping on the San AIO.
Yeah.
Which, how old is this now? 6 months I've had it?
It's, yeah.
Easily.
It's like a decade old in the vaping world.
What are you vaping on, Pete?
I'm still on my favourite, which is the Dot AIO V2 Carbon, all of the words for a little vape device.
With a stupid drip tip.
It's a mission drip tip, and that makes me high end.
In brackets, it's stupid.
It's really good. I love.
Is it the kind of drip tip that people force themselves to like because it's deemed expensive?
Possibly for some, but for me, it's just because I'm high end.
Oh yes,
high end for anyone that's listening in and doesn't get it.
Let's open the door to this high end quickly.
Yeah, okay.
High end vapor.
Yeah.
What tank are you running in there?
It's the new V3 dot mod.
Right,
tank.
And what coils inside that?
A dot mod coil.
Right.
I should be... Right, to be high-end,
yes.
I need to be building my
yes.
own.
Yes.
Right. But I'm a lazy vapor.
Right.
So...
So you're more like me than them.
I'm going to opt for convenience.
What you're saying is you're more like me than you care to admit.
Yeah. Well, this is true high-end, right? If it's all about spending money on vape gear because the more you spend, the higher end you are, right? Then buy stock coils because they're expensive.
Oh, I see what you've done
so
that.
So after about 4 days, I chucked mine in a bin. High end.
High end's about waste.
Yeah.
How much waste can I create?
Yeah.
How much money can I spend on coils?
Yeah, so there's this segregation of vapors.
Yes.
Right, a bit like smokers. I smoke Marlboro Lights, menthols.
And you should never admit that in public.
And the next person they don't vape. They smoke tobacco, rolling tobacco, without a filter.
Oh.
Because I'm more high-end than them, I have a better selection, I can look down my nose at them and go... Mm.
But with a vaping analogy, someone that would make their own cigarettes without a filter is probably more high-end.
Yeah, so you're building your own coil.
It's
like
a pure experience, isn't it? It's the purest.
Are they the common ones?
Oh, wait, if we just found something out. Spend more money, are more common.
Yeah.
This feels like a barbed section. So what have you been up to anyway? What's your vaping journey been like? Exciting this week?
It's been good. So since we last did a show together, I've had a good time. I've been busy finding new sponsors. That's never easy, AJ.
No.
You would think having the number one show online for vaping,
right?
I would have an easy job at that.
No.
Not easy. Not easy. To be honest, all of the kind of flashy brands that I wanted,
mm-hmm.
they ignored me.
That doesn't surprise
me. One brand got back to me. I wasn't particularly into it, but now I've got to make out that they're the biggest thing and I'm really excited. And I don't even know if you should put this in the show, but basically it's a lint roller and I'm not excited about it. I need to falsify some energy. So that happened this week.
So we're sponsored by Lint Rollers this week.
Lint Rollers, yeah.
Oh, and it's the Bastis.
Well, it's called Stick It.
Stick It.
Yeah, it's called Stick It, the lint roller. I don't know how I'm going to make that sound cool.
Because last show, I managed to set up the massive heavyweight sponsor that was Ball of Yarn.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Wasn't very catchy. Affiliate sales have been very poor. We got six pence in total.
You know, that's actually more than we've earned from the show in total, though.
So. I had to sit down with Gene in accounts.
Yeah.
And get the grilling of my life.
Oh, okay.
You're spending this.
Yeah.
Spreadsheets, right?
Oh, spreadsheets, yeah.
So I don't even... I'm not taking the numbers.
Yeah.
For one, I haven't even got my glasses on.
Yeah.
You're spending this.
Did you have the Simpsons glasses on with fake eyes on?
And then, in a kind of northern accent, and this is what you pulled in. All right? Now, what's wrong with that?
Pence.
What's wrong with that?
It looks bad.
I'm really sorry. I know that if you say sorry enough,
yeah,
they'll hopefully move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my week, I've got a new show sponsor.
Yeah.
Tick.
Stick It.
Hopefully we can make some...
Big bucks.
Make it rain. Okay. Not a lot else. I've been speaking to a lot of people about their expo stands, who's coming, what they're doing, and what's coming for the summer range. So after expo, the next lot of releases. It's a lot more of the same, dare I say it. It's not very...
I mean, if you're all about the high end,
yeah.
I mean, vaping's pretty boring for you right now.
Mm.
If you're excited by innovations in pod systems,
yeah,
vaping is for you.
Yeah, I can tell you now, in a short soundbite, what's coming. Because if you're listening to this on podcast, that means you're super interested in vaping. Summer for vaping, everyone wants a bit of that disposable money.
Yes.
So disposables are going.
Yeah.
Pretty much most of Europe, disposables are either gone or going.
Uh-huh.
They all want to be the next big thing. So there's loads of different innovations for pod systems. Just going to say pods.
Summer of the pod.
The summer of pods. It's going to feel really pod heavy. And that's because they know it's got to be a low entry, simple to use, for the disposable vapor. Here's your crossover thing. So I've been doing a lot of that. And then we've had some other filming stuff going on that isn't even vape related and I've enjoyed it.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm just going to say I enjoy other things as well as vape.
You do?
Yeah.
But you have hobbies outside of vaping?
Yeah. Including this time of year, gardening.
Oh, God. Yeah. You're really showing everyone
behind
the curtain of how old you've got.
Yeah. I've got my Apple Watch on and
wears an Apple Watch.
To liking gardening.
He likes gardening.
Yeah. So That's me. And yourself, AJ?
I've been mainly enjoying pod vapes because they're really simple to use and everyone hates me for it. And I like that even more.
Yeah.
The more something becomes unpopular, more contrary I feel, if that makes sense. I think that sums me up pretty well.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Because basically you see a Boro as a pod.
It is a pod device. I mean, let's not make any bones about it. It's a pod inside the... It's a pod.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm accepting what you're saying.
Yeah.
Whether they will or whether you shall be shunned is yet to be discovered. Today's show, AJ.
Yes.
Without fail, I have got some hitters.
Heavy hitters?
Vaporesso. They've already seen it. If they're listening in the car or on the toilet, they've already seen what's coming up.
Yeah,
Vaporesso have released the Cross 4.
Oh.
I'm going to take a look at that.
Yeah.
We've got the UL Dylan, which has some new vape innovation.
Can I do it?
Go on, do it.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Dylan. Oh, then there's the arm wrestle scene. Oh, Dylan.
No.
UL Dylan is dropping a new innovation. We'll have a look at that. And then the heavyweights of the industry, DapMart. With the .AIO-X.
Oh, it's finally here.
It's finally here. We were working on this quite a long time ago. Weren't allowed to talk about it. Weren't allowed to say anything. NDA got ripped up. And I've allowed everyone else to kind of drop theirs before we drop ours.
I want to see.
We had that early look.
Yeah, I think it was November time.
Yeah.
It was before, definitely before Christmas.
Yeah, so if you looked on Vape Show Unboxed, or if you listen on Spotify, you would have seen it on the channel. The .AIOX is the vape device that does a bit of everything. It's the one device you can buy that will adapt throughout your vaping journey.
Yeah, it's actually really exciting. Really exciting. As everyone knows, we love .1
stuff. So we brought that for a bit of a look. But first up, the latest device from Vaporesso, the Cross.
Oh, we're doing that, are we? Yeah.
Four.
Right, can we just settle once and for all?
We have to agree it first?
No, you've gone full in on Cross now.
Yeah.
You're sticking with that.
Yeah.
No longer X-Ross.
Nobody says X-Ross, fools.
What an idiot would say X-Ross?
Yeah. Cross.
Okay,
four.
Yeah, okay. So.
Drop down. Let's take a look. This is the Vaporesso Cross 4. This device is available in 10 different colours. In front of you, I have Pete Green. It's not this green. It's not this green, AJ.
No.
But we're going to call it Pete Green because...
I would have said it's British Racing Green, but
yeah, but I've got the Vaporesso Green, so I want Vaporesso to rename it.
You
want to
be sponsored by Vaporesso, is what you're saying, isn't it? You want a Vaporesso device.
Up to you guys, but until then, I do have a show sponsor in the background. I'm going to come back to that.
Stick it.
Let's drop down. So, available in 10 different colours, we've got Pete Green up in front here. Special mention. It includes the 0.4 pod, which is now my go-to pod device, pod resistance for 70-30 liquids. And this came out recently with the Cross Pro. So honourable mention there, because it's great that that's now being included. It's compatible with the existing Cross pods. That, for the 3 mils or outside of TPD, means 0.4, 6 and 8. And for TPD regions, it's the 0.6, 0.8, the 1 ohm and the 1.2 ohm, and that's going to be your 2 mil capacities. While we're on the pod, it does have that Corex 2.0 top fill. You can crack it off and, yeah, that's it. And Vaporesso claim that you're going to get 30% increased flavor and lifespan of 15% increase in vapor production. Onto the battery. The Cross 4 has a 1,000 milliamp hour battery with 2-amp fast charge, meaning a full charge is going to take around 30 minutes. From a controls point of view, this is a simple device. 5 clicks on, that turns your device on and off. 4 clicks is your lock button, making it just draw activated. 3 clicks is to adjust the power mode. So you've got to make sure that your button activation is on in order to go through those. And you'll see there's 1, 2, or 3 flames, and it's also got some colors going on at the same time. To read your battery status, you've got green, blue, and red for your top, middle, and lower third of charge. There is also a Cross 4 Mini that's been released at the same time. Now, this device is very similar, so let me tell you the differences. It comes with one pod in the device with no spare. You don't get the 2-amp fast charge, and the most noticeable is there is no button. It is just auto-draw activated.
Is it time? Thank you. Yeah.
Very long-winded, but it's a useful overview for those of you that want to know.
Useful for not me, though. I found it boring. That would be my comment if I was commenting on this video. That bit was boring.
But people out there are going, I really enjoyed that, Pete.
I don't know. Let us know in the comments if you enjoyed that or if you're with Team AJ and went, that bit was boring.
Right. I've covered everything.
Yeah.
I've told them how to use it.
Yeah.
I've told them my favourite resistance pod. Yeah.
No one asked.
And 30-minute fast charge. They had everything there, and yet you were bored. So, Cross, it's what you would expect at this point. We've recently had the Cross Pro, incredible vape device. Little bit of a similar format, more simple, perhaps you would say.
Yeah, I enjoy that kind of animated screen thing. It's nice and simple to use. I like the colours. It's exactly what I'd expect from a Cross Pod now. Really nice build quality.
Huge adjustable airflow.
And that 0.4, which is a recent addition to the lineup, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, 0.4 is what was missing in my mind. To go 0.6 was okay. 0.4 to be able to do 70-30. So I've got in there.
That's really popcorn-y. This is called and lovely.
RY4 Caramellus. It's by Legio X. I want to say Legion X, but there's no N. Legio X.
Legio.
This is by Legio X.
Legio X.
It's RY4 Caramellus.
Caramelly and so, almost popcorn-y. Yeah, it's really nice.
That's that. That's what I've got in it. It's 70-30.
Wide open.
It's a tobacco kind of vibe of caramel.
Wide open with that 0.4. It really bangs the flavour. They're Corex mesh coils they got in their pods.
Corex 2.0.
They're really, really good for flavour. This 0.4 is great. Closing it off a little bit. Let's go halfway. As you'd expect, it's hotter and less flavour.
Yeah.
It's not as good.
Now, what if I told you that's about the seventh tank on that pod?
Why would that be the seventh tank when this is a brand new device?
Well, it was when I started looking at it.
Right.
And then I thought, 0.4, that's the pod that I like.
When did this arrive, Pete?
Last week.
I haven't seen it yet. Ooh. Did you take it home with you?
For a little bit.
Have you been vaping it all weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What I call...
Research.
Oh,
yeah. That's good. Yeah. Do I get to ever do any research? That would be nice.
What you're doing now is valid research. Because I've done the background bit, and you're doing the right now, which
first
is important.
Reaction. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's difficult. If you've already got a cross device, it's difficult to say you should rush out and get this.
Yeah.
Because it is very similar to your existing cross device.
Yeah, but...
But.
Yeah, there is a strong but. Please, AJ, tell us your
but. Depends what our different butts are. My butt's a lot smaller than yours.
Okay. My butt
is big and
0.4
juicy. Yeah.
Is an incredible coil. Now, you could get that separately and put it in your current device, yeah. Providing the wattage will go up that high. You could get it with the Pro.
Yes.
With this... Simplicity for any type of vapor, 50-50 Nixols. Let's say I had a disposable. I've gone into a store and I've gone, look, disposables are going. I need something to replace it. This is the device that can do that.
100%.
You can even have a similar resistance coil. But later on you go, I want a different type of e-liquid.
Yeah.
This is the device that can do that. Any of the e-liquids in the store, this is going to cope with it. That was my butt.
Your butt was big. And juicy, and you've really got like deep into your butt.
Yeah, deep.
I wouldn't ever go that deep into your butt. That was all. It was quite
okay.
It's quite deep.
Maybe I spent too long
in your butt.
Yeah,
I think you might have spent too long in your butt. I was just going to say, but if you don't own a cross yet, this is the one to go for. Much smaller butt, much less much
kind of
shallower,
more poignant, wasn't it?
Yeah, just kind of to the point.
Your butt was almost billboard worthy.
Whereas my butt is billboard worthy.
Mine was too big.
Yeah.
Billboard.
Yeah.
Too many words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Too many words. And like, you really went right in to the butt. Yeah. I was surprised how deep you went.
There's deep diving every time. Yeah. Can I...
Vape it?
No. Have a moment of silence as I address the audience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the show where I'd like to introduce to you... AJ SMR.
Oh, it's that bit. Yeah. This is Pete's massive butt. Let me come inside with sounds.
You're listening to AJ SMR.
This is the pod. This is the button. It interferes with the microphone because electricity
and stuff.
Pod. Metal. Now listen to my tongue as I vape.
Oh,
ooh, vapey.
There you go.
That was good, wasn't it? All I'm waiting for...
I don't know why people like this segment.
I'm just waiting for the BAFTA, that's all.
There's not going to be a BAFTA for that.
No?
No. I know it makes you popular on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they're a real audience.
Oh.
I think it's bots.
Oh.
I just don't find it that appealing.
I see, I was going to start up an OnlyFans.
I wouldn't bother.
Pete's butts and AJ's tongues.
No.
Butts and tongues.
Look, guys.
That could be our new duo name.
I'm not interested, AJ.
Butts and tongues.
I'm not interested. I want to move on.
You want to move
on? To the final segment where we give gratitude to our show sponsor, which is the Stick It Roller. Yes, AJ, it is a lint roller, but I used it just before the show. And that's why you can see I've already stuck it in many, many places.
Can I?
And I found that by sticking it all over myself, I've come up clean. And if you want to come up clean, stick it with a roller.
That's great.
Show sponsor. We why may is it, or may why not get wet? Paid loads of money and make it rain.
Why is it wet?
Because it's Stick It.
Where did you stick it?
Look, it's... I don't want to dwell on this. You're ruining my sponsorship opportunity.
Stuck it in places it shouldn't have been stuck.
What's it like on your hair?
Oh, it's like wax. That's great.
Yeah. Finally, I'd like to give an honorary mention to the 0.4 ohm resistance pod.
It's phenomenal.
If you enjoy it,
yes,
you don't have to overly thank me for my involvement in petitioning Vaporesso, but just a comment down below,
just join the channel membership,
an email of gratitude. Oh yeah,
channel membership.
I'll end this bit and we'll do that in the next
bit. Just to say, they could pay us by actually giving us money.
That sounds really crude. Do it in a more...
Do you want to vape it before you go?
I've already been vaping it.
Oh, okay, I'll keep it then, thanks.
Now, I've moved on from that, AJ, because I wanted to clear the table to introduce this. If you well watched movies, they'd be watching Arnie. This is the Dylan. Available in four colours at launch, including a limited edition ceramic off-white. This, start off with the crazy atomizer technology. This has M-Lock. Now, you've probably never heard of it, neither had I. It's a new technology that shields around the coil and it's activated by electromagnets inside the device. So as AJ kind of drops it, you'll see it turning around and shielding off the wicking holes. This helps prevent the e-liquid from contacting the coil and gives you extra coil life and enhanced flavor for longer. We'll be the judge of that, and I'll come on to that shortly. The capacity is 2.5 mils and 2 mil in TPD regions. It's a side-fill pod, and your coil options are very limited to 0.6 or 0.9. The airflow control is on the pod, so if you turn it 180, you'll have a tighter draw than turning it again 180 to a looser draw. Onto the battery, we are looking at 900 milliamp hours with a max power of 25 watts, and it's USB-C chargeable. Control panel, there isn't really much to talk about with this device because it is aimed at simplicity. You're going to find there is no button. Your only control is to monitor the battery life by the indicators on either side. Green gives you the top third of charge, blue for the middle, red for the lower part of the charge. And your device is next controlled really by the pod. So how airy, how warm it gets based on the rotation of the airflow on the pod.
So a massively complicated, simple device.
Did I make it sound more complicated than it was?
No, I just mean that it's got like massive complication.
That you don't have to worry about.
That's super simple.
Yeah.
I am a little bit obsessed with just watching the M-lock working, just those little paddles closing the coil.
That window is obviously designed for you to keep an eye on your e-liquid level, which is great.
Yeah.
2 mil, you can go for it pretty quick. When the flavor's that good, you end up vaping away and really enjoying it. But what that window is actually used for is to watch it turn every time you've had a vape, because it's kind of interesting.
It's really cool. There's this... I'll see if I can get it to show. Obviously, you saw it when I was popping the pod in and out, which I like to do regularly.
Pop a pod.
Yeah, I like to pop in and out. But when you vape, about 2 seconds afterwards, it closes the coil, basically, is what's happening.
Yeah.
So it doesn't overwick.
Yeah, so it's actually sat on top of the coil, and the electromagnets, after you've inhaled, which makes it spin around and open up, resaturate the coil, and then it closes over those wicking holes just to stop it over wicking. So who's that going to be useful for as a technology?
People like you, who have about 12 vapes on the go at the same time. And so many times I've come into your office, or indeed you've left them here on this table, and you've not vaped it for a couple of days, come in and it has ejected all its e-liquid onto itself, or the coil is 100% flooded, and you're like, no, I'll try and save it. And you're there trying to flick out the juice. You've got tissue down the hole.
That's fair.
So vape kleptomaniacs.
Yeah. And equally, I'd say if you were new to vaping, you know, some people dual use, there's the term, they're still smoking and they're trying out vaping. And they're hoping to give up smoking and become a full-time vapor.
Yeah.
As they kind of reduce their nicotine consumption. In that scenario where you may only be using it in the evenings or at the weekend and it's limited use, you're going to not notice the deterioration as fast.
Yeah.
So it's going to last longer. So yeah. Me or them, that's a perfect technology. I've noticed, I have switched over the device just because I heard from you, well, that's limited edition. So I thought, I want to be using the limited edition one then.
Oh, what? So this is different in some way. This
5,000 global release and that is it.
Oh.
So the off white is...
This is valuable.
Well, to 5,000 people and then no more, gone.
Do I? Should we auction it off or something? Is it that valuable?
No, it's for me. So I get to keep that one. You can have the pick of that one or that one, because I quite like black as well. But you're welcome to either that or that.
It feels like I'm always the one getting shortchanged.
No, because these are very desirable. It's just the limited edition is just something that I really like.
Okay. Vaping-wise, it performs amazingly.
Well,
the pods are really good.
That's where I was going. I switched that over from another device. Using it for the last few days, tiny, tiny amount of condensation. Mm-hmm. I think you just got to be honest and go, look, if you're vaping it heavy, you're going to get some condensation. I've switched this one over. It's kind of remarkable at where it's at currently.
Yeah.
I think UL have always been known, like the different series they've released. Flavor, yes, every time. So now they're just working on longevity. Can they break a cycle of how long a coil can last for?
It'd be interesting to see if that does like properly extend the coil life. To be fair, it was the Caliburn range, wasn't it, from UL that the coil life was always really good in that. And primarily for the Caliburns, the flavor was always great from the pods. This carries that on, that tradition of like awesome flavor.
Yeah. And I think if you want to lead with innovation, you've got to be pushing at every opportunity. So if it's just extending the coil life for a short period of time, it's those kind of small gains that lead to the next big thing.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
It's all the little steps, and then someone else comes in, they champion it a little bit further, which also makes me think about myself, AJ. People go, you know, Pete, your presentation is immaculate and on point. And to them, I always say, but that's easy with stick it, lint roller. Before coming on camera every day, I just simply roll the stick it, lint roller over myself. And I can remove all lint and dandruff.
Wow. Thanks.
And animal fur.
Anything else?
So lint roller, you can take anywhere on a plane. Yes.
Yeah.
In a car. Yes. To a job interview. Yes. At home on the sofa. Yes.
The interesting thing with stick it lint rollers is you've got to be careful actually when you do operate it though. Because in certain situations, it can be deemed as slightly insane.
Yes. One of those scenarios where you should never use a lint roller.
In bed.
Oh, hi, AJ. I'm really enjoying our first date together.
Oh,
I seem to have some cat hair on my breast.
Don't worry.
Ah!
Oh, sorry, that was my hand.
Inappropriate touching. Time and a place. You've got to get it right with the stick it lint roller. This may or may not be a sponsor making it rain for us.
The other situation in which it'd be bad to use your stick it lint roller is in bed itself.
Yeah, don't.
Perhaps you think, oh, maybe I need a quick wash.
Yeah. If you've been sat there in bed eating biscuits and you go,
just get it off my chest.
She's finally finished taking her makeup off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
2 hours later, right?
Yeah.
And she catches you mid-flow, chest hair, lint rollering. Not a good look.
No. Or even if you do it to her chest hair.
Yeah. Yeah, avoid that. So, thanks to our show sponsors, Lint Roller. Back to the Dylan.
Well, one thing I heard that UL pods are really good for.
Dylan!
Yeah, it's for...
It's the arm wrestle scene, isn't it? Dylan! And it's the clap as well.
Yeah, it's
Dylan!
That was good.
Yeah.
Whilst we're talking about your acting, I heard that you've been practicing...
My agent's been really busy lately, but when I say me, you know who I actually mean. Introduce me, AJ.
Pete's here. Oh, it's the time of the show where Pete tries to blow some O's. That's good.
It's official vape Pete, AJ.
Official vape Pete's
right
here.
Now, available. See, that threw me and it made the O's not very good. But
changed
now,
the air.
If you can do official vape Pete, you watch the difference it makes.
Okay, now it's time for official... I hate this bit. Vape Pete. Yep. Yeah. The pose at the end was the best bit, I'm going to be honest.
If you can go back over that, there was one pretty good one.
What's there?
What I'd do, focus on that, repeat it 15 times.
Oh, okay.
And CGI is generally accepted in the industry now.
We got budgets or?
If lots of people buy Stick It, then.
That's right, yeah.
So
if you want to see some proper O's, buy Stick It and then... Look,
the thing is with official Vape Pete, he doesn't turn up on camera just at, you know, any event.
No.
He turns up for the FV Vape Show.
Oh. Right?
And generally, it's in training. So...
This is training...
Camp.
Yeah. Oh, that makes
Saturday,
a lot more sense.
Saturday just gone.
Yeah.
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Ripped up the room with a tornado.
In front of kids.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, people book in for wherever they want to book in.
Children's parties?
Yes. Always available. So if you're interested, drop down in the comments below. I'd like official Vape Pete to attend and then
opening of showrooms.
And I'll speak to him.
Yeah.
You know, providing the rate's reasonable, he may or
ribbon
may not
cutting?
Turn up. Yes.
Yeah.
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 3 weeks ago now, public toilet, Bournemouth.
That wasn't an official opening.
It was official.
If it's in Bournemouth, there's a few things I know about Bournemouth.
It was a proper booking.
Were the other attendees clothed?
Now you come to mention it, it was a bit weird.
Yeah. Okay. Pete, I'm excited for this next one. I've been waiting for 6 months.
I'm ready.
Okay. Why are you out of breath?
I get nervous.
Why?
Dot Mod have released the Essentials Kit.
Essentials.
For the Dot AIO X.
Wow. Okay. Essentials makes it sound like it's cheap.
Essentials is the start of something, AJ.
Oh.
The start of things to come. So you can get the Essentials and then there's other stuff. I don't want to ruin it. Let's talk about it. Let's show them. This is the Dot AIO X. It's their essentials kit, as I was saying, and it's available in gunmetal at launch, potentially available in black later on. I don't know who said that. First up with the atomizer, the device comes straight out of the box with the 2024 V3 tank and module. So you get that Dot AIO module. The tank can hold up to 4 mils of e-liquid, has adjustable airflow and a condensation tray. The coils are pressure fit and the options are the dot coils 0.15, 0.3, 0.4, 0.7, 0.9. Basically, there's something for everyone. And for me, it's the 0.3s that I've been using for the last year or so on the .AIO X. Next up, we're onto the battery. And this device has an external 18650, which is bought separately. It's detachable by lowering and pulling apart the main module against the battery module. On the rear, you'll see it's USB-C chargeable. Onto the control panel, if you want to pop that one back together. The DotMod chipset offers 60 watts of max power, taking a 2-amp fast charge through the device. If you were to look at putting a new battery in, you'll notice it turns on straight away. And with that auto fire up, you want to consider being able to lock and unlock the button. So that's the simple five clicks. Five clicks on, five clicks will lock your device, five clicks will unlock. The plus and minus will reset your resistance, or you can plus and power button to reset your puff count. Three clicks takes you into a modes menu. And if you're familiar with DotMod, well, the modes are auto curve, curve. Are you even going to show them?
Right. I don't know if you noticed this.
You've got power mode, which is wattage.
I don't know if you know this about like how humans work, but they have the ability to hear things and see things at different times.
Okay. It's fine.
So I may have shown it, and then you looked up and were like, AJ, why aren't you doing it?
It's fine. Look, so there's modes.
Yes.
I like wattage.
Yes.
But for the next person you want bypass, three clicks, you into bypass. Now, we said it's modular, but what's the sense of a modular device without having a look at some of the modules? Now, we are allowed to share the next one.
We're allowed to share the next one?
Yeah.
So this is...
No.
Not allowed...
Don't show the...
Not allowed to...
Right, you're going to have to blur this out.
I don't understand.
That is not... you can't show that. You're going to get in so much trouble. Okay. Move that out of the shot.
That's just that. I'll move out of the shot.
Right, this is the... Right, well, that's us ruined, isn't it? DotMod, I'd like to make a formal apology for breaking the terms of the NDA.
If you don't ask me specifically, then I don't know the difference.
I'm not held accountable for his actions.
Just make sure that this one's out the shot.
Yeah, right. So what you haven't seen is a squonk module. I can show you this. This is the XRDA.
So it's got a 510 thread on top.
Yeah.
And now I'm
frightened to show anything because you've got us in so much trouble. I can show the top of it. I just can't show the other thing. So there's your 510.
What's this window here? I don't understand what that's...
That's nothing. So
you can't show this. We're not allowed to show the squonk module that might be coming soon.
Or may not even be a squonk module.
No,
what was it?
No,
I didn't see anything.
What we can show is the borrow module.
Oh,
sorry,
so
I got so confused. I didn't realise.
Right. So there's the essentials kit, which is the .AIO module. That's this section here. Then there is later on the addition of the borrow module. So it's a very simple plate exchange. We've got two of the devices here. That's because there's two of us, and DotMod did previously love us until you ruined everything. So, yeah, that's that.
I would say I'm sorry, but that would be insincere.
What I want to do, AJ, is I'm going to take mine apart.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to swap it all out. People have already seen it. I just want to give the example of how the modules work, basically. But you feel free to vape away on that.
Thanks very much. I will vape away on it. And I've got the borrow module, and you've got your TMD borrow in there. Wow, actually it performs a lot better than I was expecting. I forgot how airy it was. I was expecting it to be a lot tighter, a lot more billet box style, but this is airier than my San AIO. And anyone knows that I'm always looking for a borrow that's got a bit more airflow. I find the billet box is too restricted.
I just want to make a quick confession. Do you know people who accuse us of being high-end, AJ? I just want to say DotMod give you a removal key for
they
this.
They do. It's a specially engineered triangular screwdriver.
Or toothpick. Which, you know, because it's about whatever you're carrying in your pocket.
Right, okay.
So I remove that.
Yeah.
I remove... I'll do it on this bottom camera here. Remove the back panel. I've removed the front panel. I can pop out my V3 tank, drop that down on the table. And now I've just got the device itself. So there's the actual two modules. So I can separate the AIO module, and that just reveals then basically the chipset and the loading pin for that. So that's how simple they are to separate. Remove the front panel, remove the back panel.
Remove the battery.
Remove the battery.
Is it the first fully modular all-in-one? Because this is, I know we said it when we saw the prototype when Sebastian came over from DotMod, but this is the first true all-in-one vape.
It's a device.
Like, it's everything.
That is set up to do some mind-blowing stuff. They're nowhere near complete with this as an ecosystem. So the X and its capabilities, there's talks at the moment, and it's going to depend on the market. There's talk, you can't show that. That is literally going to get us in big problems. There's talks at the moment about doing a different version module for different types of vaping. So that could be a pod. That could be an RDA. That could be a squonk.
Could be a squonk.
So there could be different versions coming. I'll be honest, I love the V3 tank so much, the .AIO tank, that I've been quite happy with that. And I was a big Boro vapor. So to move over from a Boro and actually go, well, 4 mils is the perfect capacity, really.
And then you, I will say, you get the added benefit of that, the ergonomics as they're kind of purely intended to be when you use the dot tank in that, the new one, as opposed to obviously with the Boro, you have to have this slightly extended module to fit in.
Forgive me for ruining your shot.
You've totally ruined it.
I've made it into very segmented bits.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. You don't need to.
I'm gonna pop mine back together while you're talking in.
Oh, okay. I also like the fact, Pete, that you've managed to get a silver dot mod friction tip in there as well.
I had to. Because old school and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like the friction tips of years gone by. They've just released a whole new range of friction tips.
Have you bought them?
No, not yet, but will I? 100%.
Yes, please.
Yeah, there's loads of different colours. Bit like days gone by, but where they're really more direct to lung, the new ones are like a restricted style that suit the .AIO.
It's really genuinely exciting to see an all-in-one that is so versatile. And the fact that, like you say, they are planning on doing more, there may or may not be a squonk coming.
Yeah, say some other things.
There may or may not be a squonk module.
No, there may or may not be a disposable module.
Disposable module? Oh, you're just throwing them off now.
Yeah, there may or may not be a
Nintendo Switch module.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, it's hard to tell what they'll do next.
All sorts of additions. So you're saying you've switched fully to the... Oh, God.
Did you?
Disturbingly good.
We didn't even announce that as official vape Pete in the house.
You've switched fully to the DotMod tank, away from your Boro.
Yeah. So I really like the 4 mil setup versus what a maximum capacity of 6 if you've got a tiny RBA. I really like it. The advantages of running that slightly bigger device. This is the device that has turned me. Now, would I change if they do a 21700 battery module? I don't know. But that's the potential when you modular your vape, when you modularize your vape.
I do.
And you open up options.
I do love the fact that this is totally modular. The battery part, it's my favourite part of the modularity of it, because there's a part of me that thinks I could have two of these and I can charge through this.
You could. Now, I was thinking about that and I don't know, because there's no details on this. If you charge the battery tray on its own, is there any kind of regulation on it?
Oh, because there's no chip, is there?
Or would it all be on the plug? Because DotMod are known for all their safety features. They were kind of leading in that area.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of that is dependent through a chipset. Once you've got the chipset separated, So to charge through the device, you'd want to have it like that.
Yeah.
To take away the module and charge it, I don't know. I just don't know. It would clearly charge, but I don't know that it would have any real safety features to that. So I would say if charging the device, do it as a setup so the chip can regulate that charge.
You're not wrong about those dot mod coils in that dot tank.
They're absolutely really fantastic. Good. So I still carry the dot AIO dot carbon. I really like this. It's been out for a while now. They're kind of limited edition, but there's my V3 tank. It just is what it is. I like really good flavor, and I like these tanks. I like these coils, the amount of airflow, and you can't beat a dot mod for a daily carry.
Yeah, it's good.
So nice. Yeah, this is the essentials setup here. This is what is soon to come as the Dot X Boro setup, which I'd imagine they'll be able to sell you just the Boro tank as a bolt-on. And then later on, as AJ's shown you, just cover up the front of it, is the XRDA, the XRDA is already available.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's the fact that you don't have a way of putting it onto this system.
Interesting.
So there'll be a module for that.
Nice.
That is our look at the Dot X Essential range.
Well, Pete, what a beautiful little show. I didn't make any mistakes in that.
No, it was kind of flawless. There was one. It came in over the headset just as you wrapped up there.
Yeah.
And it's about you. You didn't plug our sponsor as we were talking about the dot mod device.
Don't worry, we can drop it in here at the end of the podcast, you know, just in case the podcast listeners haven't heard enough us talking about...
Stick It.
Yes.
Stick It.
If you want to stick it to the man... Stick it...
Lint roller.
Stick it...
With a lint roller.
Stick it up your...
Stick it everywhere with lint roller.
Sticks, yes. Yeah.
If you really want to tell someone to stick it, send them one of these. Affiliate link below.
That's great. That's seamless. Thanks. As well. That it won't come across like an advert.
No, I think they'll like
really
that.
Like that, yeah.
Then we have to do a disclaimer thing. This is a paid advertising. Every time you buy one, we get paid about 0.02 pence.
Stick It may or may not be effective at sticking anything. Yeah. Terms and conditions apply.
That's good.
24.6% APR.
Yeah.
Variable.
That's our show for this week. I haven't got anything else for you other than to plead with you to become a YouTube member.
Oh, okay. There's that.
Even though you watch on Spotify,
yes.
You should join over there. Abuse AJ with comments because that's always good. And this is essential for you podcast listeners. Rate the podcast.
Yes, because by now you've finished what you're doing on the toilet. Let's face it, 45 minutes is enough time. Yeah. They're starting to worry about you, actually. Time to leave. So make sure that you wipe, wash, and then rate the show.
Yeah, that's good. Because
that order, you don't want shitty screens.
That's good.
Yeah.
Safety.
Yeah, safety first.
Safety first. You
hygiene
be spreading
first.
It everywhere.
Yeah.
So until next time, bye everyone.